The staging of the 6th Biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference is only a few weeks away, and diaspora groups in the UK, USA, and Canada are anticipating a successful staging. Set for June 13 to 18 at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James, this year's conference will focus on investment and trade. Emphasis will also be placed on traditional areas such as health, education, and community development. As the various diaspora groups put the necessary plans in place to attend the upcoming conference, members of the Jamaican diaspora in Canada are revved up and looking forward to participating in the event.
We should have a contingent of about 150 people coming in from Canada. We are looking forward to be in the discussions around health, education, agriculture, and public health. We have high expectations. The focus on business is a good thing because you need investments in the Caribbean, you need investments in Jamaica in particular, in order to continue with the growth.
President of the Jamaican Diaspora Canada Foundation, Valerie Steele. Mrs. Steele says the members are also looking forward to participating fully in the Diaspora Day of Service, offering their time, skills, and resources to various community projects across Jamaica.
It's quite extensive, and the bridges we're trying to build, we don't want to just build them and walk away. We want to just keep building them from parish to parish.
Diaspora Advisory Board member for Midwest USA, Leo Gilling, says some 100 members from the region will be attending the conference. Mr. Gilling, who is also lead of the Jamaica Diaspora Education Task Force, says he's anticipating the best results owing to the topics of discussion on the conference agenda. He points out that he will be updating the conference on the work of the Jamaica Diaspora Education Task Force in operation for the past 2 years.
I'm going to be bringing everything that we've done in the past 2 years and the plans that we have for the next couple of years on the table to be able to share with all the other diaspora members from across the world, giving them ideas of how to collaborate, how to partner, and how to build structures and infrastructures to get things done for education.
Over 200 Jamaicans in Northeast USA have confirmed that they will be in attendance at the conference. That's the word from Diaspora Board member for the Northeast region, Joan Pinnock, who feels that the event will be the best one yet. She says much is being done to promote the event in the area, noting that over 10 town hall meetings have been held to date to inform Jamaicans in states such as Delaware, New Jersey, and New York, among others.
The general concerns of most of our Jamaicans is safety. So I've been encouraging people to come to the conference because that's one of the things that's going to be addressed.
And Jamaica's High Commissioner to the UK, Alune Ndombe Asamba, says she's expecting an increase in the number of diaspora members coming out of the UK for the conference. Reflecting on the 2013 staging, Mrs. Asamba says close to 50 members from the UK were in attendance. She says immigration is high on the list of topics submitted by the UK diaspora for inclusion on the agenda for the conference 2015.
Of particular interest to us is the symposium which is being held on immigration, and we made a particular request of the organizers that this should not be a concurrent session with any other session. Particularly, we are interested in immigration and in health and education, because health and education are the two areas that most of our groups and organizations here in the UK are involved in.
Jamaica's High Commissioner to the UK, Alune Ndombe Asamba. The Jamaica Diaspora Conference 2015 is expected to be a landmark event and will seek to set the pace for the country's future development. It will be held under the theme, Jamaica and the Diaspora, Linking for Growth and Prosperity.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.